This is Montana Public Radio. Good morning. I'm Edward O'Brien with Montana Morning News. Montana court officials are expressing alarm over a steep rise in child abuse and neglect cases. Since 2010, the number of cases handled by the state's district courts has more than doubled. That troubling statistic was part of a report yesterday delivered to the state legislature's Law and Justice Interim Committee. Beth McLaughlin, the administrator for the state's district courts, says that a rise in meth use among parents could be the reason behind the rise in abuse cases, but she acknowledged that the information is anecdotal. The number of cases in the state's largest county, Yellowstone, more than doubled from 223 to 512 in just the last 2 years. Courts across Montana handled more than 2,300 abuse and neglect cases last year, up from 1,600 cases in 2014. Montana officials have hired three full-time medical examiners and say they've put in place better oversight over the state medical examiner's office. The move comes in the wake of last year's controversy over an associate medical examiner who came under scrutiny because of questions over autopsies he performed on six children. The state's two medical examiners left their jobs last year, and the state severed ties with its embattled associate medical examiner, Dr. Thomas Bennett. For months, the state had to send corpses out of state for autopsies or temporarily bring in forensic medical specialists to conduct the work. The State Department of Justice, which oversees the medical examiner's office, acknowledged challenges in filling the positions and had to raise salaries to attract applicants. The University of Montana is celebrating a seven-figure estate gift that's led to creation of a new perpetual scholarship program. The $1.1 million gift was provided by UM alumna Dorothy Roshan Powers and her husband Elwood. Another $260,000 will support general UM scholarships. The UM Foundation's Kate Stober says the new scholarship will be awarded to incoming Montana high school students who show both financial need and academic merit.
It's going to support hundreds of students every single year. The scholarships are pretty general. They're mostly for Montana students, but they can be studying anything at the university. So it's really a great boost for UM at the same time. It kind of helps our enrollment.
UM is working to shrink a budget shortfall created by ongoing enrollment declines. The benefactor of the estate gift, Dorothy Roshan Powers, was a graduate of the UM School of Journalism. After graduating in 1943, she landed a reporting job at the Spokesman Review, a rare position for a woman of her day. She stayed there for the next 40 years, becoming a highly respected reporter. Powers died in 2014. Yellowstone National Park plans to start shipping many of its famous wild bison to slaughter today in response to concerns by the livestock industry over a disease carried by the animals. The park's actions are dictated by a 2000 agreement with Montana that requires Yellowstone to control its bison herds. Meat from the slaughter will be distributed to American Indian tribes that traditionally subsisted on bison. Opponents of the operation point out there's never been a documented case of bison transmitting the disease brucellosis to cattle in the wild. Wildlife managers, conservationists, and business interests are meeting in Denver as the Western Governors Association looks for ways to change the way endangered species are protected. It's part of a review of the Endangered Species Act initiated by the chairman of the Western Governors Association, Republican Matt Mead of Wyoming. Mead has said the law creates obstacles for local governments and industries, and he questioned how well it actually protects wildlife. The Darby School Board has decided to let a University of Montana professor give a school presentation on Islam despite complaints from the community. The board decided to allow Professor Samir Batir to speak to a high school class as scheduled today. Students with a permission slip signed by their parents will be able to attend the presentation. A former Blackfeet Tribal Councilwoman has been indicted on federal charges of harboring a fugitive and lying to authorities. Cheryl Little Dog pleaded not guilty. She was released under special conditions. A grand jury indictment alleges Little Dog hid a South Dakota fugitive named Frank Gallardo in the crawlspace of her home. Her attorney declined to comment. Snowpack conditions were a mixed bag last month. Montana snowpack experts tell us El Nino played favorites. Luke Zukowitz of the Natural Resources Conservation Service in Bozeman says western Montana snowpack generally improved since January.
We saw near to above average precipitation and normal snowfall at a lot of our higher elevation sites. The low elevation sites generally saw near to below normal snowfall in the terms that they got precipitation and not really snow during the month.
Zukowitz says snowpack in most of western Montana's basins was generally better at the end of February than at the same time last year, especially in northwestern Montana. Conditions are much more variable east of the divide. He says the snowpack is above normal in the Jefferson River Basin and near to slightly below normal in the Gallatin and Madison basins.
As we move north from here, the Smith-Judith Muscle Shell is looking pretty good at this point. It's near to above average for snowfall. But as we transition north into the Rocky Mountain Front, we have snowpacks that are well below normal for this time, and they have been throughout the year. So those are areas that we're probably going to keep an eye on this spring to see if we get our normal spring precipitation to kind of make some recovery as we move forward.
Zukowitz says precipitation levels will be critically important over the next 2 to 3 months. Spring can be a real game changer for water users across Montana. For NRCS's latest water supply report for February, head over to mtpr.org. A former Colorado attorney has been found guilty of killing his wife in Montana almost 17 years ago. The Billings Gazette reports jurors deliberated for about 5 hours Monday before finding Brian David Laird of Fort Collins, Colorado, guilty of deliberate homicide in the July 30, 1999 death of Catherine Laird. Defense attorneys say they plan to appeal. Neighbors of the Lairds, who were not interviewed until 2012, testified that they heard a man yelling, followed by a woman screaming. Catherine Laird's body was found the next day in a marshy area near Fort Smith. A coroner determined she drowned, but was apparently concerned about bruising on her neck. Another forensic pathologist testified the bruising looked worse because her body was embalmed before the autopsies. Laird told investigators that his wife left their house after a fight. A September trial date has been set for a Missoula man charged with killing his girlfriend and dumping her body in Paddy Canyon, southeast of the city. The Missoulian reports District Judge Karen Townsend scheduled the trial for Emmanuel Flores Gomez to start September 21st. Gomez is charged with deliberate homicide in the death of 26-year-old Charlie Ann Wyrick. Her body was found December 27th, a week after she was last seen. An autopsy found Wyrick was stabbed and suffered a punctured lung. She also had a head injury and bruises on her body. Prosecutors say Gomez had a history of abusing Wyrick. He also is charged with partner or family member assault. Gomez has pleaded not guilty. He remains jailed with his bail set at $1 million. A man was killed at a Joliet residence after reportedly firing a shot at Carbon County Sheriff's deputies who responded to a reported domestic disturbance. Sheriff Josh McQuillan says three deputies responded to the report of a man firing a rifle at about 8 p.m. Monday. Shortly after officers arrived, the man came outside and fired a shot at deputies. McQuillan tells the Billings Gazette that two deputies returned fire and killed the man. He says an initial investigation suggests deputies acted appropriately. McQuillan says the man was in his mid-40s. His name hasn't been released. All three deputies who responded were placed on paid administrative leave during the investigation. Agents with the State Department of Criminal Investigation were called to investigate. Thank you for listening. For Montana Public Radio, I'm Edward O'Brien.